in celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and join Ruth Ann Angus, photographer, writer, and former Friends of the Estuary member, as she relives a kayaking trip gone awry.
My name is Ruth Ann Angus, and I am a resident of Morro Bay. I've been here for about not quite 30 years full-time. Came here actually the first time in 1968. Took one look at it and said, this is the place. I'm coming here. I did get involved with the Friends of the Estuary when it first came into being, and that was in 1989. And I was just a member. And the reason I did that was I had been on Governor Brown's original staff, his first term, and did a lot of legislative work. And the Friends of the Estuary, being a 501c4, we did legislative work, so any kind of lobbying. And I think we had something like maybe 1,200, 1,300 members that finally joined. I have to tell you that it was the cheapest membership fee in the world. You could not say no. If somebody said to you, you got to join the Friends of the Estuary, $5. We used to hold Estuary Day back across in the campground over there, big time. We'd invite legislators, we'd invite state senators, assemblymen, everything. Because I do photography and I write, I got into supplying them with photographs, etc., for the various projects that they were doing at that time. And that grew into working with the NEP doing the same thing. At the time we actually finally got established at the NEP, my friend Mary Lazier was the office manager there. She became the first office manager. She said to me, you have got to get on the board of the Friends of the Estuary. I said, oh, all right. I had been on the board with the Morro Coast Audubon Society. And so I came on the board. Well, I came on and, you know, before you know it, you're on a board and the next thing you know, they say, would you like to be the president? And I said, no. But Alan Perry, yes, was also on that board. So I finally said, yes, we would co-president the Friends of the Estuary. And that's how I started. I have a photograph that's in one of the publications that we did for the NEP. It shows shorebirds. So it shows every shorebird that comes here, from the biggest shorebird to the teeniest little least sandpiper. The diversity of that is unbelievable. That got to me. I mean, the first time I went out in a kayak and saw that, it was like, hallelujah! I was in bird heaven. I really enjoy being able to get out here and see what's going on with the birds, and there's always something different. When you talk about more than 200 species, we're really talking about the whole county. So we get a lot in Morro Bay, waterfowl. You know, everybody likes a blue heron, everybody likes an egret. Sometimes you'll see hundreds of them out here. 200 white pelicans. You can kayak over to Grassy Island and see the white pelicans. That's kind of unusual. When you first see something like that, I mean, really, it's a hallelujah moment. I mean, I spent every waking minute that I didn't have to do regular work out here in a boat taking pictures of birds. So it's January, and it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I take my kayak, and I go back to Pasadena Street in Los Osos, and I go out because I want to get all the marbled godwits and the little seabirds, little sandpipers, feeding amongst the oyster things. At that time, the oyster farmer did with a kind of a curlicue thing. They don't do it that way anymore. So out I go, and it's a beautiful day, and the sun's out, and it's lovely. And I figure, I have 20 minutes, and I have to get off the water, because it's going out. Click, 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 click. I'm having a good time, having a good time. And I'm in heaven, obviously, because I turned around, and you know what? The sun's going down. Uh-oh. So I start to try to go back to Pasadena Street. No way. I figured, oh, that's okay. I'll go down all the channels. I'll just go down to the marina. I'll get out, I'll call somebody, they can drive me over and get my car, and I'm on the way, I can get more birds. I couldn't find that channel for love nor money. I said, okay, fine, now it's getting dark, a little cold. So I turned around, and I paddled back to just around, out off Pasadena, watching the birds in the mud and what have you, no longer taking photos, because now I'm a little worried. And I thought, oh, now what am I going to do? I got to get in, I got to get out of this, you know, I'll be here for 6 hours or more. So very stupidly, I hop out of my kayak. and I'm in the mud, and I'm going down, and I have this cute hat, and my camera's in my kayak, and I'm thinking to myself, tomorrow they're going to find my little red and white kayak, they're going to find my little hat floating, and they're going to see these wonderful photographs on this camera, and I'm gone in this mud. So I wrenched myself up out of that mud, got back into the kayak. Now I'm freezing, and it's getting dark. A lady came along walking her dog. Thank you, God, that people walk their dog. Have a whistle on me. Blow my whistle. Ah, get somebody. So the next thing I know, I'm waiting, 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 and out comes the South Bay Fire Department with a big light. Now, you have to understand that this time I was semi-employed taking people out on tours to see birds in the bay. Out they come, and well, they're going to come and get you. I said, don't you dare walk in this stuff. You're going to go down. We'll get somebody to help. They get Chuck from Depth's Perception, the diver. He puts his suit on. He gets a boogie board thing. He boogies out to me. And I knew him well. And he pops up in front of my boat, and he says, Ruthann, you knew better. How embarrassing. Never get out of your boat. However, the photos were worth it. The birds were worth it. I loved it. The future of the estuary, inevitably it's going to fill in whether we like it or not. Let's hope that it does it in 10,000 years and not in 10 years, which is the reason why we started all of this in the first place. I think that we're doing really well with the habitat here. I think we're really doing well maintaining it, keeping it clean. It's still one of the cleanest bays in California. Hopefully it will stay that way. I'll be long gone, but I'm hoping it'll still be here. And we'll still be taking care of it. I'll do it until I drop. I'm on the Public Outreach and Education Committee, and I think it's important to let people know what we have here, and that's part and parcel of what I will continue to do. It's a wonderful place. I think we're doing well, and I hope we continue to do well.